Happy Monday, if there is such a thing. It's the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU with Andy. I'm Dave Cruz.
So I found this Facebook post, and I am floored because my daughter is, she just started middle school. She's in sixth grade, and she's not boy crazy, but she talks about the girls who are. So I hear the stuff that's going okay. on at school, but I think that this is something that even she doesn't know about. So according to this Facebook post and all the people who commented on it, scrunchies are coming back. But not in the way that we think they are. So what's happening is this mom named Emily went to Facebook and she was like, you know, I started finding these scrunchies around my house. And she said, at first I thought, well, maybe some of these hair bands are mine and I just forgot. And, right. you know, like they're like stuck in the couch and someone found it and then put it on the coffee table or something. She said, but then there were so many of them after a while. And so she said to her son, because she doesn't have daughters, son, what's with the scrunchies?
Right.
And it turns out that this is the new thing to do in middle school, that when a girl has a crush on a boy, she gives him her hair tie. So
okay.
all the guys, it's they wear it like a badge, because why wouldn't you, right? So they wear right. all these scrunchies and hair ties around their wrists. Because it shows how many girls have crushes on them.
So, like, if you're the star quarterback, you got a whole sleeve.
Yeah, you got a
going
sleeve
from shoulder
of scrunchies.
Down to your wrist. Wow,
pretty sweet.
So, so if a girl likes a guy, she gives him her scrunchie. Does that mean if she likes multiple guys, she's just handing them out?
I suppose that's how you know what kind of girl she is.
That's
right?
What I was worried
right?
about.
And what yeah. kind of guy is? Yeah, I mean, so moms of boys, if you're finding these hair ties around your house, like, you've got a popular kid on your hands, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he's not just handsome to you, because no mom doesn't think that her son's
well,
handsome,
course.
Right? But yeah, so
as a mom, what do you think if your son? Like, you know, like this one we talked about.
Right.
If all of a sudden you're finding a half dozen scrunchies and you know what it means, you're like, good for you. Or
yeah,
you're like, my baby.
I'm that's terrifying.
Stay away from these
okay,
girls.
Okay, first of all, I'm, you know, Tori will never go to school with anything in her hair, period. Okay, so let's just start with that, because she's never going to tell anybody that she has a crush on them. And then I think I would be proud of Leonard if he came home with
there you
with
go.
All these hair ties
yeah.
and stuff, but we'd have to have a talk, you know? Like,
where,
I would be, like,
yeah.
calling my husband in. We're going to have a
yeah.
serious talk
what is
about
the,
this.
What is the over-under? Like, what's the scrunchy number that he gets the talk?
Oh, that's tough.
Like, one scrunchie, you're like, that's cute, but then 19 scrunchies, you're like, all right, we need to sit down and...
I guess it depends on what age, too, right? Because the younger it is, the cuter it is. And then as they get older, it's like, okay, this could turn into something now, you know?
yeah.
But, like... Inside, as the mom, you want your kid to have more scrunchies than anybody else,
yeah,
right?
You do.
Like, you, yeah. I mean, as the parent, you're like, yeah,
sure.
My kid came home with 10 scrunchies.
Yes!
Beat that.
And always keep your daughter's hair short.
Yes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.